I'm told that there's a whole television show dedicated to finding various lost and significant sports-related items, like Muhammad Ali's 1960 Olympic gold medal, Kirk Gibson's 1988 World Series home run ball, and Dale Earnhardt's original bright pink race car. But long before they made a TV show about such adventures, Greg Doyle set out to find a notorious, long-lost sports relic. He wrote a column about the search.
It's behind this door. That's what I've been told. It's a chair. Red molded plastic on cheap metal legs, and it wouldn't fetch $2 at a garage sale unless it was this chair. The chair. The one Bob Knight threw across the court in 1985 against Purdue. The chair is stored deep inside Assembly Hall, and I'm thinking, this chair, the chair, deserves better. Better than this. An anonymous door, black metal, unmarked and unremarkable. Treasure, buried in an unmarked grave.
This is it,
Indiana University Facilities Director Chuck Crabb says as he pushes open the door. It's warm in here, musty. Just concrete floor and cinder blocks for walls and 8 light bulbs hanging from the ceiling. 7 lights work.
This is a machine room, he says. A switchgear room.
This is an unworthy room, because that's the most famous chair in college basketball history. It was February 23, 1985. Indiana was 14-9 and heading for the NIT, and the referees were not having a great day.
And a jump situation. Now, wait a minute, foul called.
5 minutes into the game, Steve Alford dove for a loose ball, tied up a Purdue player, and was called for a foul.
Pretty obvious what call he wanted.
Seconds later, Darryl Thomas was called for a ticky-tack foul in the post.
And the sixth Indiana team foul. We've only played 5 minutes of the first half.
Bob Knight was yelling at referee Fred Jaspers, who came over to warn him. Knight sat down, muttering, and Jaspers heard him.
Fred Jaspers now chasing Bobby Knight back to his chair.
And
he's
we got a
technical. Right there. There's the tee.
Bedlam at Assembly Hall.
Looky here. Bobby Knight just threw his chair clear across the free throw lane.
Knight was ejected. He walked out to the thunderous sound of Bobby, Bobby. Reed was given 6 technical free throws, but the Thunder undid the Big Ten's leading foul shooter. He missed 3 of 6. What happened next to the chair? Lots of people think they know. Lots of people are wrong.
Stories about the chair are many,
Crabb is telling me as we stare at the chair inside that warm, dingy machine room. Or maybe we're not looking at the chair. The chair could be in that stack. It could be gone. Nobody knows. Not even the guy who paid $8,000 for it in 2003 while visiting the Nevada governor's mansion.
A handful of people think they really have it. So many people over the years have mentioned it to me on emails or on Facebook. I have the chair.
Do you? Really? Here's what Crabb knows about the chair, and this is all he knows. After the chair went across the court, the manager picked it up and took it away. Later that day, the chairs were set on a rack and wheeled away. Wait, so you're telling me the chair, is unaccounted for?
It's like the ending to Indiana Jones. The Ark of the Covenant is in one of those crates in a giant warehouse. But which crate? Nobody knows.
How many people have come looking for the chair?
You're the first.
When Assembly Hall opened in 1971, IU ordered 100 red molded plastic chairs to serve as team benches and to fill the gaps next to the bleachers.
People, maybe workers, bring friends into the building and they find themselves here in this room. Hey, what do you know? There's the chairs. And one goes missing.
You're saying there are just 16 chairs left? 16 out of 100 because some broke and the rest were stolen?
Not stolen, Crabb says, smiling. Procured.
If this is how it ends, it's a sad finish for such a famous chair. Cable and electrical wires cover the walls like kudzu. A steel ladder is on the floor.
Now that's a lot of juice you're looking at there, Crab says. And I suppose he's looking at the electrical switches. I'm looking at 16 red molded plastic chairs. I'm looking for scratches. Any sign that this is the chair that skidded across Assembly Hall and into college basketball legend. I'm looking for greatness, for history. But I'm seeing red molded plastic chairs. The kind you'd buy for $2 at a garage sale and wonder if you were ripped off.
That's Walter Dixon reading a column written by Greg Doyle for the Indianapolis Star. You can link to the original piece called Quest for a Legendary Relic, Bob Knight's Chair, at onlyagame.org. This was the first in a new feature we're trying out that celebrates great sports writing of the short form variety. We're thinking of calling it Radio Playbook, or maybe Column Like You See 'Em. Have a better name in mind? Please let us know.